علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains the wisdom behind his leadership and the type of governance he tried to establish when he was in power. And we said previously that when it came to towards Imam Ali alayhi salam's caliphate, by now especially the third caliph during his time, the type of justice that was observed at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not observed. And this can be seen in the books of history. Until the people themselves, they did an uprising and they killed Uthman. Of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam tried to protect Uthman, because at the end of the day, he was the caliph. He was someone who had a position in the society. Though, according to the Shiite belief, it was not a legal position. But it was a position that needed protection, and Islam's protection was in that, because if people would just, you know, destroy the caliphate without following any particular system, without following a proper order, then the general order and discipline of the society would get destroyed completely. And therefore, that is why we notice that Imam Ali alayhi salam tried his best to try and maintain that discipline, though he himself and the Shias at that time did not believe that it was a completely legal system.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous segment, we discussed about the fact that the people were tired now at the time of Uthman because of the lack of justice that they were witnessing. And as I said, this is a historical discussion. It is something that can be referred to historically. It is for the people to decide and judge, for the listeners to judge and decide when they read the books of history. But if you notice, at that time, even the people uprised and they killed Uthman. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he tried to protect Uthman. And the reason behind he was trying to protect Uthman was that killing Uthman at that time without going through a proper judicial structural system. That means without following a system of justice would itself be another example of injustice. If you are claiming that a person is performing injustice in the society, then it becomes your duty to refer to the rightful people to do the judgment. To take the law in your hand and to kill someone without following a procedure of justice, even though that would be the right action, probably, is incorrect in Islam. Anyways, the main point that I wanted to raise here is that justice that people had witnessed at the time of the Prophet, they were not witnessing it now. But the people who came after Imam Ali alayhi salam, they, unfortunately, they did not even have a picture or an idea of the type of justice Islam was proposing. And even today, if we look at our lives and if we try to understand the type of justice that Islam is proposing, it looks like a figment of imagination. It's like a figment of imagination. Like we cannot even, decipher the kind of justice that Islam was proposing. And I will give you a few examples that will clarify this issue. And this example that I want to give you is at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was, of course, at the epitome of justice. Inshallah, after a short break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome, dear listeners. We were discussing about the type of justice that Islam was proposing and how today, if we try to even try and think about that type of justice that Islam proposes, we would feel it's just imaginary and it's just, it's just a story, or maybe it's just a kind of a made up, fabricated or a fable, maybe. We cannot understand that because we have not witnessed it. I will give you an example. At the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he had a brother called Aqil. And Aqil came to Imam Ali alayhi salam asking for a certain amount of money from the government's treasury. Imam Ali alayhi salam, did not give it to him. So he insisted and he said, look, I'm the brother of the leader of the whole Muslim Ummah. You are controlling the east and the west of the world to a certain degree. You have such a huge amount of authority. Just grant me a little bit of that. Imam Ali alayhi salam was so strict that in his own life even he would not take from the treasury. And therefore he himself did not have enough money to be able to give from his own pocket. He did not have enough of his own wealth to be able to give to his brother. And for various reasons, he would find it not necessary to give him because of that leadership position that he had and to probably prioritize his brother over another person while he was the leader of the society. But we notice that at this time, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he sees that his brother is insisting him, he brings a hot iron rod, a hot iron rod that was actually completely hot, like really hot. It had turned yellow and white out of heat, and he brings it near the hand of Aqil. And Aqil, when he witnesses that, he removes his hand very quickly. And Imam Ali alayhi salam tells him, did you see, can you feel the heat of this iron? Would you want me to burn in hell because of being unjust and giving you extra amount from the public treasury, from the Islamic public treasury, while ignoring others? And that is the time that Aqil realized that it is not possible to budge Imam Ali on this issue. This was the justice that of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in these final nights of the month of Ramadan, He helps us to work hard and express our obedience to him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Muhammadun
ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه